That question has been raised since I have been a little pup in the theater.
How that could be achieved?
Wow, that's a very lofty dream. I would say what would need to happen first before we go nationally, establish theater companies like the Roby Theater Company, and get them on a higher level, to get them to the place where they're the equivalent of a Mark Taper Forum, or the equivalent to a Goodman Theater in Chicago, where they have endowments of, you know, tens of millions of dollars, so that we can have equity actors who can make a living wage while they tell these stories that need to be told, so that playwrights can be paid the money they need to live and create. I think it's a lofty and a great idea to have a national black theater. However, that would take government funding and so on and so forth. I think if we start at home, if we start with our own, and especially here in Los Angeles, there are so many people with money who could make a contribution to the Roby Theater Company of $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 every year for the next 10 years. If we had 100 people do that, Roby could do some amazing things. Then we could do original pieces like Melvin Ishmael Johnson's Emperor's Last Performance, and actors can make a living wage. It's very difficult to rehearse for free, relatively, and ask actors to work for free, relatively. Actors are the only people who are asked to work for free, and most people in the theater, the lighting designer, the set designer, the costumer, everybody gets paid. The director, well, not in this particular case, but everyone gets paid. So a national black theater company would be great, but I think they're like, we were talking earlier, you have to crawl before you can walk. I think the crawling would be getting these community-based theaters to get to a higher level, so that once that is established, then it's much easier to do the next one.
Meet me at the Dunbar. Meet me at the Dunbar.